Oh, well, right now it is time for us to check the weather. It is time to check Mr. Maine, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. It is raining this morning. This whole area just blossomed during the early morning hours. I'm picking up some moderate rain right now. If you are listening to us, New Forge, Milan, Red Hook, these places, moderate rain. The back edge of it, I've never heard of this place before. Maybe you have. The Bly?
Well, first of all, it's Milan, New York, not Milan. Milan. Okay. What's spell the name of the town you're talking about?
V-L-Y.
V-O-Y?
V-L-Y. The Bly.
I have no idea what that is.
It's, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correct, it's just south of Pacama? P-A-C-A-M-A?
I know. Those are those new weird names in New York.
They are in New York, yeah. But that's the back edge of it, and it's moving very, very quickly. So I would say it's 6:51 now. I would say definitely by 8 o'clock this will be east of us, and we will resume with our heat wave. Hazy, hot, oppressively humid, mid-90s. Yesterday, Bradley hit 99 degrees. They missed the record by one. Today, the record is 100. They could get close or tie that. Partly cloudy tonight, 70. Sunny, not as hot or humid, upper 80s Tuesday. Some sun and humid with the chance of thunderstorms Wednesday. We're in the 80s, low to mid-80s. And then on Thursday, hazy and humid, showers, thunderstorms, 85 to 90. And then finally a break, probably mid-80s, less humid, partly sunny on Friday.
All right, so a break on Friday.
Right. There'll be a break tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
But not as significant as it will be on Friday.
So now, you knew that I was having problems with one of my computers on Friday, right?
Yes.
So I got a new computer.
Okay, well, that's
right.
Good.
And I put it in. Now, Saturday, normally I come in at like 7 o'clock in the morning and I leave by noontime. I do a lot of paperwork and I get things set up for the week. And then on Sunday when I come in, I do a lot of the work ahead for the week, scheduling. So Saturday, I unpack this computer and I hook it up. It comes with two monitors, Pat, not one, but two. I can't get either of the new monitors to work. They want to be super high-res monitors, and it's not working. So I put them aside, and I put in my old monitor for the old computer, and it works fine. Mm. Every program I install on it's fine. So it's now about, been here about 2 hours. So it's like 9:30. So I try to install Cool Edit Pro.
Uh-oh.
It installs, but it doesn't. It will not read any input or output. I try a million different things. I try. It's now 11 o'clock. I still can't get it to work. So I uninstall it and I reinstall it and I still can't get it to work. There's no reason why it can't work, but it's not working. So then I look at the computer, and I want to see what version of Windows 10 is there. And it's the newest version of Windows 10, but it's Windows 10 Pro.
Pro.
And it will not run the old version of Cool Edit Pro.
Oh, no.
So now I have to find a version of, which is now called, it's called Adobe something nowadays. So I've got to find Adobe Edition, that's what it's called. So I find Adobe Edition, and I download a free trial, and I instantly put it in, it works, okay? So it's obvious the old one I can't use on this computer. Now, instead of buying it, like the old one, like 20-some years ago, before Adobe purchased it, I got for like $159. This is $22 a month. You don't buy it. You subscribe to it.
You subscribe to it, like Microsoft Office.
$22 a month.
A month.
That's $300 a year, roughly. But they got you in a corner. There's nothing I can do. And so I've used you and Mike Kazi this morning to set the levels. Like the first portion of our conversation, Mike's conversation was very, very loud. But this conversation, the first minute and a half to 2 minutes is loud. Now I've got the levels set on this, so it works. But now this is a brand new program, right, Pat?
Yeah.
So they have a medium gray background with gray lettering. Do you think I can read it no matter what size it is?
That's going to be tough.
How stupid is that? A medium gray background
with a light ground with a light gray text.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's terrible. You don't have the option to change that to white or yellow?
I've been looking for it. I haven't found it yet. And now
This may be a stupid question, but let me just ask you. Would it have been better for you to get rid of Windows 10 Professional and just go to Windows 10?
At this point, I'd have to buy Windows 10, which would be, which would be another couple $100.
Right, but that would be non-recurring.
Yeah, but
so you would have saved money in the long run.
No, because I'm not convinced it would have worked on this computer. I'm not convinced it would have worked on this computer because I've got other computers that I've got upgraded to Windows 10. But they're the older computers. But on this new computer, I just don't think the old program works. I've been waiting for this to happen for 10 years. Every time I've installed a new computer, I've held my breath.
Is this a famous brand computer or more of
it's a famous brand computer.
It's a famous brand computer. Mm-hmm.
It's a famous brand computer. But what the heck? And then every once in a while now, we get a little scratchy sound in the background because we're at the height of the summer season, and some foliage is affecting our STL shot from the station to the tower. So every once in a while, if a branch moves on this tree in the wrong way, you get a little in the background. But there's no fixture for that.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my copier is down again.
No. Yeah, get it out of there. I'm giving you a new one.
It's the same problem. You know, the GM sent me a link on Friday and told me what to do, and I did it, and it looked like it cleared it up. Half hour later, the yellow light went on, same error. So I did it again without calling him. Cleared it up, half hour later, the same error. So then I just emailed him back, and I said, you know, Tom, something is wrong with this machine. I said, it doesn't hold out for more than a half hour. And it keeps showing me an error. So something is definitely wrong with it. I did not hear any response on Friday. I sent them another email today. So shake hands, Marshall. You and I, just one problem after another.
Oh, well, what the heck. So anyway, so that backed up my Saturday. So then on Sunday, I did all my Saturday work, which meant on Sunday afternoon at my house, all my Sunday work. So it was just, so my weekend of relaxation and normal hours was totally thrown to the wind. Thrown to the wind, I say, Pat.
Well, I didn't go to the lake. I told you I didn't think I was going. I was going to go maybe for the day, but it was too darn hot.
Yeah.
So I stayed home. I was still very lethargic on Saturday. And then yesterday I worked in the weather center, and I also worked on our movie project for the lake. So I did some work on that. But and today's is definitely not going to be no bag full of cherries. I mean, it's still a real rough day today between temps and humidity.
We'll get over it.
It's summer. This is it.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't mind. I don't mind the hot weather. I like it. I don't mind the humidity. I like it. I don't like when problems hang up. That's all. When problems come up out of nowhere. All right, Pat. I guess we've about hashed it out this morning.
Well, good luck, Marshall.
And good luck to you with your copier.
Thank you.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.